Monkeypox is following the COVID playbook step by step by Kit Knightley, June 8, 2022. Monkeypox is back in the headlines as of yesterday, back to work after a short break. It burst onto the front pages with concomitant big red numbers and daily case updates a couple of weeks ago, and then went quiet. The press pretty much stopped talking about it, until they started again. Yesterday, it was reported that the UK Health Secretary Agency, the UK HSA, has upgraded monkeypox to a notifiable disease, meaning any positive test must be immediately reported to the government agency. Ever one for subtlety, the Telegraph's front page reports this as, quote, monkeypox upgraded to same level as leprosy and the plague, end quote. Across the pond, the US CDC has made the curiously synchronized decision to increase their travel alert on monkeypox to level 2, which recommends people, quote, practice enhanced precautions, end quote. Let's be clear here. The, quote, monkeypox outbreak, quote, is a joke. Anybody actually taking any of this seriously after the last 2 years of COVID hysteria needs a major reality check. At this point, you should be assuming any disease, quote, outbreak, is a hoax until proven otherwise. Really proven. Not, quote, trust me, I'm an expert, end quote, proven. For those who haven't got to that stage yet, consider all the ways that monkeypox is following the exact same path as, quote, COVID. Number one, the monkeypox outbreak was, quote, predicted by an exercise a few months before it happened, just like COVID. Number two, we've seen the narrative reinforced by rumors that it's a bioweapon. These accusations have gone both ways, with the Western press saying monkeypox is a Russian bioweapon, and Chinese rumors claiming it was deliberately released by the US, just like COVID. Number three, we're seeing institutions revising history in order to inflate the potential threat of the disease, just like COVID. Number four, monkeypox is being diagnosed via a PCR test. These tests are going to become more widely available as test makers, quote, seize the new market, end quote, and governments plan to, quote, ramp up testing, end quote. Increased testing with an unreliable test could artificially inflate, quote, cases, end quote, and feed the panic. Just like COVID. Number five, the monkeypox narrative is being pushed by countries on both sides of the, quote, new Cold War, end quote, just like COVID. They're already resorting to the, quote, new variant, end quote, headline. That wasn't a thing for COVID for almost a year. Is this due to desperation or impatience? Who can say, but there must be some reason for the accelerated timeline. They're even trying to bring masks back into style by claiming monkeypox may have become airborne. And, of course, the biggest similarity is the solution, vaccines. It has already been decided that vaccines originally designed for smallpox work for monkeypox too, and that they are the best way to stop the spread of the disease. Meanwhile, the monkeypox story over at Science tells us, quote, as monkeypox threat grows, scientists debate best vaccine strategy, end quote. It seems the, quote, expert, end quote, can't decide between, quote, ring vaccination, end quote, where you vaccinate every close contact of a confirmed monkeypox case, or, quote, broader vaccination campaigns, end quote. Note, they don't debate if we need a vaccine strategy at all. The U.S. government is already set to spend at least $180 million on smallpox vaccines. In Europe, pharmaceutical company Bavarian Nordic is seeing a huge uptick in its contracts as EU nations treat monkeypox as a, quote, wake-up call, end quote. So, vaccine manufacturers are set to make a tidy profit, just like COVID. Whatever eventually comes of this story, it certainly seems that COVID has put a pandemic playbook in place, one that each new scare disease will follow. It's all so predictable, and yet the people in charge actually expect us to believe it. Worst of all, some people actually will. I started by calling monkeypox a joke, and that might be literally true. It's hard not to feel like they're making fun of us. And if that's the case then, just like at school, the best thing we can do is simply ignore it.